The poem Sitting for Bruce consists of three sonnets. They are prepared, abraded, and finished. Sitting for Bruce. This flat wood, covered with its squares of gold, through which my blurred reflection comes and goes, will one day hold my image. It will hold the face I cannot see up to the world. For now it keeps its secret, only shows across its bright gold leaf some scars and flaws and one thin streak of red. An open wound from which I'm told my portrait will emerge. Till then, this waiting space will hold its charge, the strong potential of its golden ground, a light behind my back, before my mind, a blaze beneath the sill of what I am, that tells me I am always on the verge of something that I haven't yet become. Bruce Herrmann takes a sander to the gold to shape my likeness in the clay and dust. His hands are bleeding as he takes a hold of this abrasion. For he knows he must unmake the thing he's made to make it better. He opens out and flays the gold and clay, unveiling shapes and painting with the sander. I see my face half formed and look away. He takes me back to all that grinds me down, strips my defenses, leaving me exposed. I flinch back from the form he has disclosed, as though I had been opened to the bone. He is not finished. Now he paints through pain the subtle strokes that make me whole. For I am incomplete. My mirrors show no more than flaws and fragments as they pass. The selves I lose that mock me as they go and leave me trembling by the darkened glass. I do not see the face that once I had, nor can I see the one I will become. Flitting between a shadow and a shade, I was, I whisper, not, I am. And then comes one who calls me from my ruin, as from this bricolage of dust and stain, he works to build what I have broken down. Outfaces me and finds my face again. Just as this artist summons me to see how grief and joy and time might finish me.